Sunday, it's the Bills playing host to the New York Giants, and it is time to get a look at that game when we go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, let's start with this series history between the Bills and the Giants. I know at least one game stands out to in my mind from January 1991, but I know there's been others. Why don't you give us some of the details?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of history with the one big exception you did mention. In their history, the two teams have only faced each other 12 times in 55 years, and they're actually 6-6 against one another, although Bills fans, I'm sure, wish they were 7-5 having that 91 game back. Of course, that 91 game referring to is the most significant game in the series, which was the Bills' heartbreaking one-point loss in their first Super Bowl. And sorry to bring that up, Bills fans, but it's hard to believe it's been 25 years since that game. And although in a lot of ways still feels like yesterday for a fan base starving for a championship, and interestingly enough, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin, who's the oldest coach in the NFL, is one of the last reminders of that game still walking the sidelines, as he happened to have been the receivers coach for the Giants on that unfortunate day. But let's move on from the painful past, especially since a whole generation of Bills fans really have no memory of that moment, which brings us to the bright present and future for the Bills, as they come into this game pretty heavy favorites for the first time all season.
What about the storylines of the game? And let's get on the field. Let's talk about what and who might be on the field.
Injuries. I say that twice because it's Sammy Watkins and LeSean McCoy. And for the Giants, it looks like star wideout Victor Cruz will be sitting as well. And, you know, fans might initially shrug this off, pointing to the slow starts for both McCoy and Watkins as evidence that the offense can stay on their role without them. Not having these two on the field can be significant, though. If they're on the field, opposing teams need to focus on them. Look at the Colts game and how Sammy Watkins consistently drew double coverage, creating one-on-one matchups for Percy Harvin and Robert Woods. And while their stats didn't show in the game, this game planning for the opposition is just another way guys like Watkins and McCoy are difference makers. And the same spotlight applies to running back Carlos Williams, who's coming off a huge game against the Dolphins. The Giants will prepare heavily for him, as McCoy's likely to be out. Overall, in the larger picture, though, Bills offense does match up favorably against the Giants defense, who is dead last in allowing third down conversions and dead last in passing yards allowed. So it should be interesting.
All right, that's one side of the ball. What about the other side of the ball? The Bills and their defense against the Giants offense.
The Bills defense. They showed up as the Ferrari of NFL defenses people were expecting last week against the Dolphins. They did not appear to have any hangover from their poor performance against the Patriots. And look no further than defensive star of last week's game against the Dolphins. And it wasn't one of their marquee big contract players who proved to make the biggest impact on the field. It was one of their up-and-coming guys who was named AFC Defensive Player of the Week. And I'm talking about Preston Brown.
So that's a Preston Brown. Who else are you going to keep an eye on for the Bills on Sunday?
The individuals to keep an eye on have to be on offense, particularly the two guys who have entered the Bills record books in their first three games. As I mentioned earlier, running back Carlos Williams has a great opportunity to take another big step, and he is the first running back in Bills history to score a touchdown in his first three games, and we'll see if he can keep the streak alive. And do I even need to mention Tyrod Taylor? And like Williams, Taylor is in the Buffalo record books as well, as he is the highest rated quarterback for any Bills QB ever for the first three games. So hopefully the good times continue to roll for Bills fans come Sunday.
I like the way that sounds. We'll see what happens on Sunday. And, of course, we'll be back with you on Monday morning with Beyond the Playbook. Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks.
Thank you, Jay.